I'm Todd Morris with Mission Network News. Russia calls militia from the Middle East to join their ranks in the war against Ukraine. Many answering the call are experienced fighters from Syria. According to a non-governmental group, over 40,000 Syrians have registered to travel to Ukraine and fight for Russia. MENA Leadership Center's Fadi Sharaya.
Syrians are right now are having most of their resources are going to support Russia. And they're not sure about the future because in politics, Syria could be one card in a big game, right? And they don't know when this card will be dropped or not.
The Lord is also calling Syrian men, but to a vastly different battlefield. This one is spiritual, and the mission is to win hearts for Christ. MENA Leadership Center equips Syrian believers to accomplish that mission.
Let's pray for our brothers and sisters in Syria so that they will be rooted in Christ.
And in the night Russia first began its invasion of Ukraine, Operation Mobilization had to adjust. Wayne Sheck and his family moved away from the capital when the attacks began.
On the first night when we heard that there was a power station being attacked, and that was one of our trigger points, so we moved to the village. It's meant a lot of coordinating and connecting and trying to find out where is safe so that we can figure out how to help people.
OM workers take their careers to countries around the world. As they work and live, they build relationships and spread the good news of Jesus. In Ukraine, Wayne and other OM partners are helping refugees as they flock towards the western border. They feed people and house them for a night or two. You can support OM in these efforts, and we'll connect you at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Slavic Gospel Association offers My Father's House. Get yours free when you click the banner at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Todd Morris.